We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Bechor Behema Tohera, Halacha Dalet. We're starting Halacha Dalet today. We're excited about this for a number of reasons. Number one, we're in the month of Adar right now, Adar Aleph. Today is Yud Ches, Adar Aleph, and it's the yahrzeit of Hoisha Risha Basha Basra Boruch. Her neshama should have an aliyah. She should be a Melech Tzoi for her family, for all of Anshei Shlomeinu, for all of Klal Yisrael, and we should be Zeche to a Yeshua. This halacha, as we're going to see, is based on chapter 185 in Likutei Moran, and it's going to bring us into the topic of Purim, coincidentally, which is exactly where we want to be, because we're getting ready, we're starting to move towards Adar Beis and Purim, and we hope that this halacha will be an excellent preparation for us for that. Al Pima Shekosov Rabbeinu Zal Besimen Kuf Pei Hei. This halacha is based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 185. Sheikar Hashlemus Hu Hayira. That Shlemus, perfection, the main perfection and the main completeness is Yira. Kemoi Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Mo Hashem Alekecho Shoyel Meimach Kiyim LeYira. All Hashem asks of you is Yira. That's one proof. So we see that this is all that Hashem is asking for. Ukamay Shekosov, there's another pasuk at the end of Koheles, where the pasuk says Soif Dovor. The bottom line is Hakoil Nishma. Everything is heard. Esoelekim Yirei. Fear Hashem. That's the soif dover, that's the bottom line. Rabbeinu Zal mentions this terminology in several places in Likutei Moran, that shleimus is yira. The Zohar HaKadosh mentions it in a number of places, and one of the other proofs that Rabbeinu Zal brings for this is the famous pasuk that we say in benching, in Birchas HaMozim, ki ein machzor lireyov, that those who fear Hashem are lacking in nothing. They don't lack anything at all. So we see that this is Shlemus. Interesting to note that out of all the important people that Rabbeinu Zal met during his lifetime, Tzadikim, when Rabbeinu Zal was Zeche to be in Eretz Yisrael, and he met with Reb Avrom Kalisker Zal, after meeting him, and there's a little bit written about what took place, the things that went between them, Rabbeinu Zal commented that Shlemus I've seen only by one person, Reb Avrom Kalisker. It's possible that this is what he's referring to. Yira, an incredible Yira, because when it describes the interaction between them and how Rabbeinu Zal heard him speak, Reb Avrom Kalisker, that he spoke with such Yira that people couldn't make out the words he was saying. He was so intense. His fear of Hashem was such a high level of intensity. Could be that's what it was referring to. Ki hi shlemus kol hadvorim. Because Yira is the completion of everything. That makes everything complete. Without it, it's incomplete. We've mentioned this in the past, that people like the term ahava, love. Love for Hashem, ahavas Yisrael, love for tzaddikim, love for talmidei chachamim. But the Torah teaches us, and I'll never forget one of my earliest experiences with Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha. This was, I believe, when I was like 16 or 17 years old, and I had the privilege of coming to Eretz Yisrael with him for the first time. And we were going to the Kosel at one point, and we saw a rabbi and a group of students coming towards us. It was Rav Goldstein. I believe his name was Rav Tuvia Goldstein, the famous Rabbi Goldstein, who founded the Diaspora Yeshiva. This is going back almost 40 years, I'm talking about. Now we're at Tovshin Ayin Aleph. So this was approximately Tovshin Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis. And Rabbi Goldstein knew Rav Rosenfeld, so that even though Rav Rosenfeld at the time was clean-shaven, he was walking in Eretz Yisrael like he usually did, with no jacket, short sleeve, light blue shirt. Still, this rabbi wasn't fooled at all. He knew who was coming towards him. He knew that this was somebody very, very, very learned and very special. So they stopped, they greeted each other, and Rabbi Goldstein said to Rav Rosenfeld, "These are my students. Go ahead, tell them something." You know, he wanted him to tell them something, a Dvar Torah, something important. And Rav Rosenfeld Zal saw these young men dressed in their ponytails and their different other tails. And you know, these were the kind of people in those days. This is in the 60s or 70s at the time, when you still had the hippie generation, that type. And many of these students were of that type. They were into love and prayer, etc., etc. So Rav Rosenfeld Zal looked at them, and he told them a short quote from Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal says that if a person wants to get to Ahava, to love for Hashem, you have to precede it with Yira. If a person has Yira, the Ahava is a natural progression from it. The Ahava will come naturally. If a person doesn't have Yira, it's like trying to put up a building without a foundation. If you see the building standing, don't be fooled by it, because the slightest wind comes along, the slightest storm, and you'll see that building blow away because it doesn't have proper grounding. And he wanted to emphasize, especially to these relatively new Balei Tshuva, the importance of this issue of Yira, that it's not something that can be skipped or ignored. It's an incredibly important piece of Yiddishkeit. Yira for Hashem, Yira for the Torah, Yira for Tzadikim, Yira for holy places. When a person walks into a shul or a person walks over to a kever of a tzaddik, the first attitude, the first thing that's supposed to register is the Yiras HaKovoy, the tremendous respect and awe and reverence that we have for the place. Once a person has Yira, the Sfarim tell us that the last two letters of the word Yira are Aleph Hey, which make up the first two letters of the word Ahava, so that there's an overlap between them. Once a person gets to 51% of Yira, he's already entering into the Aleph Hey, into the Ahava. It's a natural progression. So here, as in many other places, Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal put tremendous emphasis on the critical need for this Yira. Yira, for, we know, when it comes to parents, parents who do so much for a child, and it would seem so natural that it's enough to say that the love that children have for their parents, for all the good things they do for them and everything, that would be enough to have a great relationship. And yet the Torah makes it perfectly clear that there's a requirement for both. Ish imoy v'oviv tiro, the Pasuk says. A person is required to fear and respect his father and mother. And then the Torah also says, kabeid es avicha v'simecha. And the Gemara says, kabeid refers to ahava, display of love. Now, Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there, v'yesh shnei minei yirois. There are two types of yira. This also is mentioned in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that throughout the Torah, there are times where we see that yira is on a lower level than ahava, and there are other places in the Torah where it seems to imply that yira is higher than ahava. So which is it? The Zohar HaKadosh answers, it's both. There are two types of yira. There's a yira that's subservient to ahava, that's lower than ahava, and there's a yira that's even a higher level than ahava. Yesh mi shehu yorei Hashem migdulosoi v'roi memusoi. There's a person who respects and fears Hashem based on their recognition of Hashem's greatness, how great and awesome and exalted Hashem is. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, begin the ihu rav v'shalat yisporach shmayim. Because Hashem is so great and he's such a ruler, he's king of kings, that commands respect. The recognition of Hashem's greatness leads a person to have tremendous respect and awe. Awe. It's called yiras horoimimus. V'yesh yiro lamata mimeno. There's another type of yira which is lower than this yira. Hainu shebo le yira al yidei yirois tachtoinois. This second type of yira is a yira that a person acquires by lower level fears, meaning al yedei sheyore michaya oy misar. A person's afraid of a wild animal, or he's afraid of a tax officer, an IRS representative, or a mas hachnasa representative. He's afraid of all of these things. He's afraid of getting smacked or punched or kicked in different ways. And because of that, he's afraid of Hashem, because he knows Hashem is pushing the buttons. Hashem's in the control tower. Hashem is the one who can send this kind of wild animal or that kind of wild animal to make my life difficult, chas v'shom. That's called yiras ha'inish, usually. Fear of punishment. Fear of the fact that Hashem is in a position to punish me through so many different things that I see all around me. And as a result of the fear that the person has for these things that we described, fear of financial fears, all the fears and phobias that people have, that leads the person to be afraid of Hashem, because he knows Hashem is in charge of all of those. V'yira harishayna shehi alidei hizboinenus haseichel bigdulosoi v'roim emusa yizbora. The first yira that we mentioned, which is a result of the person's brain thinking deeply into the greatness of Hashem, how exalted Hashem is, hu bechinas aleph, is represented by the letter aleph. Ki hayira hi bechinas malchus. Rabbi Nazal explains over there that Yira is associated with the sphere of Malchus. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Pirkei Avos, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that a person should always pray for the success of the government. Heve mispalel b'shloimo shel Malchus, she'il mole moiro shel Malchus, because were it not for the fear and respect that people have for government, ish esre'eyu chayim b'loi, people would swallow each other. And we see this in our current events, those that are following the current events surrounding Eretz Yisrael today as we speak, in Egypt, in Libya, in all of these other places now. The governments are starting to crumble, and immediately thousands of people are out there in the streets looting stores, breaking windows, stealing, robbing. And a person say, what in the world does one have to do with the other? If we're saying that the president, Mubarak was a thief, or Gaddafi was a thief, and we want to get rid of him, then how come we're going out to steal to celebrate that we caught this thief, and we're going to get rid of him, and we're going to replace him by us becoming thieves? Where's the sense to that? The answer is, it doesn't have to make sense. It's the word of Hashem. This is the wording of the Gemara, that as soon as government authority disappears, as soon as people don't have fear that the government is in control, the police are in control, they'll swallow each other up. They'll steal, loot, kill, you know. So therefore we see the Mishnah here connects Yira with Malchus. Il mole moiro'o shel Malchus. V'hayira hashnia, whereas the second kind of yira that we describe, shehi bo midvorim tachtoinim, which comes from lower level things, which comes from gashmius things, hi bechinas aleph dalid, is represented by the letters aleph dalid, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran. V'al yidei hayira hazois, and as a result of this lower level yira, the higher level yira is represented by the aleph. The lower level yira is represented by aleph dalet. And through this lower level yira, nimshach hashpois ba'olam, it's via that we receive the sustenance, our sustenance in this world. All the shefa that Hashem gives to us in this world comes via that lower level yira, which is called aleph dalet. And Rabbeinu Zal there quotes a pasuk in the beginning of Bereishis, where the pasuk says, "Ve'ed yalem in ha'aretz," a vapor comes up from the ground. Eid means a vapor, and that vapor goes into the clouds, and it ends up being processed and coming down in the form of rain. And we know that rain is shefa. Rain is hashpois. We mentioned this. We discussed this earlier. 10, 15 pages earlier, that all the shefa to this world is referred to in the form of motor, rain, motor, geshem, when Hashem says, that if we listen to Him, He'll bless us and He'll give us all of His blessings, usually it's all included in the term motor or geshem. And the motor or geshem comes from these edim, these vapors that rise up from the earth. Ukeshenim shachashefa tzorech la'asos kli. Rabbi Nazal goes on to say there that when Hashem is sending us this shefa, this sustenance, that's this aleph dalid, we have to prepare a vessel into which to receive the shefa, which Rabbi Nazal says the vessel is the letter mem, the closed mem, mem sofit, which is drawn like a square, that's the vessel into which the shefa is received. Vezeh ois yois odom. And Rabbi Nazal goes on to say there, these are the letters that make up the word Odom, the Aleph Dalet and the Mem, V'chulu, etc. Rabbi Nazal elaborates on this over there. V'zeh, and this is also what the Pasuk says, Odom Yira Loinayim. A human being sees only what they can see with their eyes. Al Yedei Yira Loinayim, through the fear that's based on what you see. You see taxes, you see the wild animals, you see financial problems. Through that lower level fear that comes from the things you see around you, that generates the shefa, which is all referred to in this word Odom. Whereas, when a person is zeicha to that higher level yira, the yira that comes from a recognition, an awareness, learning about the greatness of Hashem, al yodo ishtalim shmo de kutsha barichu. Through that kind of yira is completed the name of Hashem. And this is what the pasuk says, v'Hashem yira lalevav. Whereas Hashem sees what's going on in a person's heart. Again, let's cover the pasuk, what the pasuk means simply. Ki ha'odom yira lo'inayim, a human being sees only what they can, only what the eye sees. We only see what's on the outside. V'Hashem yira lalevav. But Hashem sees into a person's heart. Hashem knows exactly what's going on inside and what your real intentions are, etc. Rabbi Nazal interprets the pasuk applying to the two levels of yira. Ki ha'odom, the yira that's called Adam, the yira that results in hashpa, shefa to this world, is the yira loinayim, is the yira that comes based on things we see around us, gashmius things that impose fear upon us, and knowing that Hashem is behind all of that, you know, so I'm not going to go against Hashem because I don't want Him to sick His dogs on me, you know, His health problems or financial problems, all kinds of problems. But the other kind of yira, the yira that's lalevav, the yira that's in the heart, the yira that doesn't come from things you see around you, it's a yira that comes from a deep understanding of Hashem. Understanding is always associated with the heart. It says, halev mevin, ulevava yovin vishov. The yira, the higher level yira that's associated with the heart, that's vahashem, that's yudke vavke. The lower level yira is odom. The higher level yira, we said, completes the name of Hashem. That's the wording in the Zohar HaKadosh. Ayin Shom, study that entire chapter in Likutei Moran. That's the foundation for our halacha.